It's a sampradaya, the tradition. We do all this. The Medhasutra is a prayer. We pray for what we want. And all Shanti mantras are prayers. Shariram me ucharshanam, and you say, may my body be healthy. And Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu swastehi, when you say, now may we enjoy healthy, strong limbs, healthy body. May we spend this, you know, this span of life ordained by Bhagavan, singing His glories. That means that you all pray. So we'll go to our text today. So last class we saw Layaha and Nashaha. Remember these two points. Layaha and Nashaha. Mano Layaha, Mano Nashaha. One, Layaha means resolving, resolution. Nashaha means destruction. We know very clearly nothing can be destroyed. Nothing gets destroyed. It is very clear. That means nothing is created, therefore nothing can be destroyed. Whatever is, has been being there. And whatever is going to be there forever, eternally. Which means which has no beginning, no end, but therefore nothing is created, therefore nothing can be destroyed. So whatever is has been beginninglessly uncreated. That is why the uncreated thing which has been there beginninglessly will be existing endlessly, indestructibly. Therefore nothing can be destroyed here, we know very well. But here what do we mean by manasaha, nashaha and manasaha, layaha? No. Resolution of the mind and destruction of the mind. Means here it's for our understanding sake, Ramana Maharshi uses these two words, layaha and nashaha. Actually nothing can be destroyed, means mind also cannot be destroyed. Destroyed, nothing is destroyed here. So you have to understand the meaning of the word destruction in this context. Suppose if a person practices any meditation, the technique of meditation or meditative technique, and in the long run, constant, continuous, consistent, vigorous practice of meditation can help a person to resolve the thoughts. In due course of time. It's not a question of time. Not that one can sit overnight, focus on certain. It's not that easy. Even that involves great effort. Great effort is involved. And we saw in Ashtanga Yoga, we say meditating upon a given object, the very word meditation tells you there is a meditator. Meditator means one who focuses the attention in the meditation, and the object of meditation is there, and there is difference between what the meditator, the object of meditation is different from the one who meditates on the object. Dhyanikiravan, dhyanikapadhinra purul, that bedaha, difference is definitely there in meditation. If a person practices meditation, how long can, for quite some time, for a quite considerable amount of time, okay, quite some time, for quite length of time. Now, he practices this constantly, continuously, consistently, regularly, vigorously, okay, he practices. Then, such a person can resolve his mind. What does it mean? There, my attention in the long run, the object holds the attention. The object of meditation will have this capacity to hold the attention totally. That means the object of meditation can hold attention totally, means the attention is totally with, attention becomes totally withdrawn from every other object, all other objects. So totally held by one object means other objects do not have any attention. So our attention being not available for other objects, attention being withdrawn from other objects, where attention is only in the given object, means naturally thoughts cannot arise. You know, for any thought to arise, their attention must be available for any other object. Attention is not available for any other object means thought cannot arise. The simple thing. Thought cannot arise. Even in day-to-day life, you can see, if you do, something doesn't attract your attention, draw your attention, you will not see what is there. How do you miss it? Manga will come and ask you next time, when you came home, didn't you see one Radha Krishna picture in my house? Every day you come here, all of us come here, sit and then listen, and then we see, we enjoy tea, and then we enjoy vada, and then we see all these things, so many things we miss. But still, we do not really observe everything carefully. So one picture, is there a picture? I never saw that. I don't remember. We say, why do you say I don't remember? Because this something did not draw your attention. That is not available. See, if attention is not given, that object, even if it is there, it is as good as non-existent for you. We do see so many things. We don't go quietly, okay? We do see so many things. But everything doesn't attract our attention, draw our attention. It's natural. It's natural. I'm just telling you the nature of the mind, how the mind functions. So here also he says, so the constantly practiced for a length of time, what happens? Attention being not available for other objects. So thoughts cannot arise. That's what thought, not the non-rising of the thought has to be understood as the thought being resolved. Ennam ezhamaye ennam odungi iruttal. For the thought to arise, there must be what? Some perception, some understand, some knowledge. Attention of the mind must be available for the other objects. It's not available here. Why? One object of meditation. The object of meditation holds the entire attention. If a thought does not arise, and slowly what happens, all the thoughts resolve, whenever this person, this constant practitioner of meditation, sits in meditation, immediately attention is held by the object, the attention available for anything else, he can immediately resolve all other thoughts. And there, the meditator alone, he is conscious of himself being there, he is conscious of that object alone is there. He experiences only that object. Therefore, in such a state is called where there is, the meditator is very much there, the meditated object is very much there, nothing else is there apart from that. That experience is said to be dual experience, which is called Savikalpa Samadhi. And the same meditation practiced for some more time, in the long run, even the thought, when all other thoughts resolve, even the thought of the given object also resolves. That thought also resolves. Once you start meditating upon the object, all other thoughts remain resolved, and slowly the thought of that given object also resolves. Then what is there now? No thought arises. Do you get what I'm saying? There is no thought arises. All the thoughts are resolved. Then what is there if all the thoughts are resolved? Definitely there must be meditator. There is only meditator. But the meditator do not know. The meditator knows I am the meditator. But who this meditator is, the knowledge is not there. Who's there as meditator? That knowledge is not there. Therefore, meditator alone is there. Meditator means what here? Meditator is pure awareness. Isn't it? Meditator. There is no meditator other than pure awareness. There is stillness of awareness. There is stillness of awareness means what? There is a pure awareness because no thought arises. all the thoughts are totally resolved. There's just the awareness. That is called what? Non-dual experience. Why non-dual experience? No other thought is there. All the thoughts are resolved. There's only awareness. But without the knowledge that there's only awareness. Just the meditate alone is there. You have to make the difference. That non-dual experience is called what actually? Non-dual experience means what? Nothing is there. They do not know. Some people mistake. They say, shunyam, nothing is there. Buddhists say, they call shunyavadinaha. No, nothing, vacuum. Nothing is there. You resolve all the thoughts, what is there? Ella ennangalum odungi vittal, what is there? Nothing is there. That's why they say shunyam. Shunyam. But Shankara comes and knocks off that. That refuse their argument, you know. To say nothing is there, you must be there. Who says nothing is there? How can you say nothing is there? Nothing is there means who is it who is saying nothing is there? Undrume vilangaville, ella ennangalum odungi vittana. Nothing is there in that experience. What is the experience? When the person comes out of the experience, you ask, how was the experience? Nothing is there. It's typically like the one who comes out of, you know, wakes up from deep sleep state, nice after good sleep, sound sleep, 8 hours sleep, deep sound sleep, comes out, asks him, how was the sleep? Same thing, understand? Same thing. After 8 hours or 6 hours of deep sleep state, if someone comes out, you ask the person, how was your experience, sleep experience? Ask this person comes after this, you know, disturbed from this experience. I did not know anything. This person also will say, I did not know anything. It means what? There's no thought. No thought rises. Only one slight difference is there. Understand? He knows he is in this experience. But in sleep, you do not know you are. That's only difference. That's a big difference, of course. So this is what is Nirvikalpa Samadhihi. Understand now? Nirvikalpa Samadhihi. But even then, it's only experience. What is only experience means you'll get restored. Because that state, that won't be there forever. It will get disturbed because any experience will come to an end. Because experience begins at one time. Understand? After you sit for meditation, all thoughts resolve. At one point, the experience, you start experiencing that. Experience begins. Therefore, anything which has a beginning should come to an end. Any experience should come to an end. Because that is the nature of experience, isn't it? Any state of mind. It's a state of mind. The experience is, the given experience is a state of mind which is available for a length of time. So it's Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Similarly here, like Nirvikalpa Samadhi, it is Layaha also. What he says, Layaha means, you resolve all the thoughts. That's called layaha. Resolving all the thoughts by practicing meditation. But that what now? Punaha bhavati. That once that experience, when the thought which is resolved through the practice of meditation, now again will what? Will rise. Once you come out of that thing, meditation, again thoughts will come back. Punaha bhavati. So, that is called layaha. Any thought resolved through practice of meditation will rise again once that state is disturbed. It's called layaha. Whereas nashaha means, now, the total resolution of the mind which is called In Nashaha also mind is resolved. In Layaha also mind is resolved. But understand now. But in Layaha, mind again thoughts will come back. Because in Layaha, ignorance is retained. Ignorance is, what is the difference? Why thoughts come again? In Manaha, Layaha also thoughts come back. In Nashaha also thoughts come back. But what do we mean here? Here, in Layaha, ignorance is preserved and retained. Whereas in knowledge, where in Nashaha, ignorance is resolved. Ignorance is resolved. Therefore, the thoughts resolved also, again we say, Manasaha Nashaha, the destruction of the mind. That means what? In knowledge, in jnanam, in the wake of the knowledge, that Nashaha, Mano Nashaha, the resolution of the mind, resolution of thoughts, in terms of knowledge, is called Nashaha. Please understand now, I can make it very clear now. Resolution of the mind in terms of knowledge is called Nashaha. Resolution of the mind now in terms of meditation, in terms of focused attention on a given object, without having resolved the ignorance, is called Layaha. In Layaha also you resolve the thoughts. In knowledge also you resolve the thoughts. But what is the difference? In Layaha, ignorance is preserved and retained. Ignorance still remains unresolved. Whereas in knowledge, in Nashaha, ignorance is resolved. Have you got the difference now? How do you resolve the thoughts in knowledge? How do we resolve here in terms of knowledge? We say here through enquiry, called vicharaha. So vicharaha, called atma swarupa vicharaha, swarupa anusandhanam, swarupa vicharaha. Vicharam pandradhan sanna. See, I don't want the Tamil vicharam. Okay, vicharaha means enquiry. You inquire into what? Enquiry into the nature of this self. As unfolded, in the words of Upanishads. Unfolded by the words of Upanishads. With Shastra. Enquiry into the nature of this self. It's called introspection, otherwise called introspection, isn't it? Enquiry into the nature of this self. And that enquiry in the nature of the self is what actually? Being with oneself. Whenever you enquire into the nature of the self, wherever the attention of the mind is, you are with that object. If you are thinking of something, who are you with? You are with that object you are thinking of. எதை எண்ணுகிறாயோ அதுவோடு நீ இருக்கிறாய். Understand now? You are with the object, you are living with that object. You know that? That is why thinking is more worse. They didn't do doing something physically. Know that whatever you are thinking, you are living with that. Please understand. Whatever you are thinking, you are with that. Suppose you don't need to eat laddu now. Okay? Don't need to eat laddu. Suppose sitting in the class, suddenly something, the mantra takes you to what? Takes something else and goes to Tirupati and goes to Laddu, Balaji, Chirichurnam, Suri Dashami, Pirmala Serikino Niki, Visesham, Dashami Niki, Pirmala Dhan, Kandipan Serikino. So we think of Pirmala, then we go to Tirupati Balaji, then go to Laddu, then Laddu, my God, we get stuck there. And then, see, very nice, isn't it? Lot of nuts and stuff, very tasty. That's all. Where are you now? You don't need to eat laddu. Even if you are not eating laddu, thinking of laddu, is what? As good as? You, only thing is, you may not have calories. Without eating, you're thinking, but still you are with that laddu only. Understand now? That is why anything which you are with, anything you are thinking of. If in self-enquiry means what? Enquiry into the nature of this self. Atma swarupa vicharaha. How do you do the Aswarupa Vicharaha? By understanding the Swarupam. How do you understand this Swarupam? By studying Shastram. Now you know Swarupam. You know first of all you know what is the self, you know now. What is the self? What the self is? Self is pure awareness that you know now, pure consciousness. How do you arrive at it? By knowing the knower. By knowing the subject of knowledge, subject of knowledge being happens to be the knower. You have arrived at knower. First one, knower is awareness. Now you resolve the knower in awareness. Now you know knower, awareness is the self. There is no self other than awareness, pure awareness. And now you vichara. This pure awareness, does it have beginning? No. There is no time, pure awareness is not there. Therefore, awareness has no beginning. Therefore, what now? Anadi. How do you solve? Vichara. No? When you think of this, where are you now? When you think only of consciousness and you inquire into the vichara, you don't know how to do the inquiry, how to inquire into the nature of the self, you do not know. That is why Shastram helps. Adi yumantamam illane vijasing. Okay? We think that, no, this is a nice kindergarten, we learned it. Adi mantam illane. Okay, anadihi. Atma anadihi. Anadihi means what? Adi atram means anadi. One who has no beginning. Beginningless means what? Because there's no time when consciousness is not there. Therefore what? It is beginningless. And then similarly, consciousness never comes to an end. There is no time when consciousness is not there, means it doesn't come to an end also. It is anantaha. Anadi, anantaha. Anadihi, anantaha. Endless also. Anta mudivatravan. That is why Mahavitri's, our Puranas, no? That shows. No, that's that avataram. Vamana avataram. Bhagavan comes as a Vamana. Kutti Vamana. Vamana kullan. Vamanaha in Sanskrit language, I'm going to teach you that. Unnataha Vamanaha. Vamanaha means short. Kutti, kullan. Bhagavan comes as kullan. And Mahabali, in Bhagavat, Mahabalihi comes here. You know, his name is Mahabalihi. You know, Balihi means offering. Mahabalihi means what? The greatest of the offerings. There is no better offering than that offering. That is the greatest of the offerings. Melan Arpanipu. The best of the offerings. The greatest of the offerings. What is the best, greatest of the offerings? Having offered which? No? Nothing else can be offered anymore. If you offer food, you can offer something more. If you offer one thing, the offering itself comes to an end. Having offered which, after offering which, the offering is not possible anymore. Offering comes to an end. That which puts a very end to the very act of offering is what? The exalted of the offerings. எதை அர்ப்பணித்த பிறகு அர்ப்பணிப்பது என்பதே இயலாது. Understand now. That is the exalt of the offerings. The best of the offerings. The greatest of the offerings is what? Mahabalihi. Balihi means after. Not Atbali Kalab. Understand now. That is the offering. And he is called Mahabalihi. So Vamana Avatar Bhagavan comes. And he promised. Come on, ask me. I am a Chakravarti. No? That is the ego, bloated ego. He says, come on, you ask, I'm a big Chakravarti, ask for 3 feet land, moonadi man kekriya. Know how big I am. You have to ask me lots of things. No, 3 feet, that's enough. You know, then Bhagavan has grown into so huge form. This three little, no? This Kullan Vamana has become suddenly huge. Then he put his first foot. All other lokas have gone. Second foot, other rest of the lokas have gone. Third foot, Muna Dadi Vekino. There's no place. because the king has offered, given a word to this Mahabali, the Bhagavan, no, this is Vamana. Because he's given a word that I'll give you, I promise 3 feet land, no? Moonadi man, kudukunu. Oradi, he just measured the whole of lokas above. Second foot, he measured all other lokas up below. There is no place to put the third foot of Bhagavan's. Come on, give me the place to put my third foot. There is no place. You know what he did? Tala mala vayinga. Put your foot on my head. That means what? Aham. Understand? Aham. I. Am. Understand now? I. Head stands for what? I. Resolving ahankaraha is what? Offering one's head implies resolving aham. Ellam paramburu. This wave says here, come on, that wave is such to go, this wave is, everything is, what about you? Where are you? It is ocean, this is ocean, this is ocean. Where are you now? I'm also ocean. Isn't it? So this he has to place his foot on his head. That means giving the offerer, offering the offerer himself. Then offering cannot take place anymore. That is Purna Ahutihi, is a Mahabalihi. Understand? He offers himself to the Lord. That is the greatest of the offerings. Then offering cannot be done anymore. Purna Ahutihi, the offering with which the act of offering becomes complete. Complete. So Mahabalihi is what? Purna Ahuti. So Mahabalihi means offering the offerer puts an end to the very act of offering. That's why it's called the greatest of the offerings. That is what? Only in Jnanam it is possible. Mahabali stands for, in fact, resolving the ahankara. Tannaye irivanakku kodukkuradhu nu artham. Tannaye irunikku arpanathil dhaan periya offering. Offering one's own self to the Lord. One's own self means what? Offering the I sense. Resolving I sense in pure awareness. I is equal to awareness. No I, which has independent existence outside of consciousness. Where is I? What is I? Who is the knower? I means knower, subject of knowledge. With reference to anything known to me, I am the knower, subject of knowledge. Okay, I am the knower. Who are you? Who is this knower? There is no knower other than pure awareness. Because mind also is known. You have analyzed the 3 states of experience. What is it which is there always in waking state and deep sleep state and dream state? What is it which is there always, all the time? The pure awareness, isn't it? There's no knower other than pure awareness. You have resolved the awareness in awareness. You have resolved the knower in awareness. You resolve the I in awareness. Therefore, what now? Understand? This is what? Resolving aham in pure knowledge. This I does not, the knower does not have independent existence. Like what? Like the illuminator, even though from the standpoint of the opaque objects here, illuminator is the light. The illuminator does not have independent existence without light. The illuminator light, for the light and the illuminator, existence is one and the same. Where illuminator is the light. This what is not having independent existence is what now? Resolving the illuminator in the light, similarly resolving the knower in pure consciousness. Resolving the knower in awareness, resolving I sense in awareness is what? Resolving aham kara. Understand now? In aham means I. Resolving the I sense, the knower in the awareness is resolving ahankara. Resolving ahankara is what now? Mahabalihi. Offering oneself to Bhagavan. There is no other offering. How can Bhagavan accept you? That is what is coconut breaking. You know that? Resolving ahankara. This is Mahabalihi. Once, then we say, where is this? Everything is awareness. You know, it's very well. Therefore, there is a knowing, it is a sarupam. What the pure knowledge is there, is a sarupam. It's what you understand. Pure knowledge is awareness. Pure awareness is pure knowledge, which is the self. There is no self other than pure knowledge, other than pure awareness. And this pure awareness, the self, Atma, is what now? Anadihi, Anantaha. And then therefore what? Nityaha. Nitya, we shall read it in Gita class. Nityaha. Always there. Like how any number, thoughts arise, thoughts resolve, the truth of the thought is always H2O. It does not undergo any change. It retains its swarupam of H2O, isn't it? The sarupam is always retained, whether it is still in the form of stillness or in the form of wave. Similarly here, awareness, whether it is in the form of thought or the thought is risen, no, a thought is resolved. Awareness is always awareness. Indalum parambur. Understand now? Ennamanalum, understand, nununarve. Odinginalum what? Nununarve. There is no, it is not outside of awareness. Therefore, nityaha, anadihi, anantaha, nityaha. I have taken a little bit out of to Purana, come, brought you back. But still you are with the self only. Imagine, when you are with this, where are you? The mind is with this awareness, where are you? Isn't Swarupa, it's called Swarupa Anusandhanam, Swarupa Vicharaha. It's going to inquire into the nature of the Atma. How Atma is? The self is consciousness. Consciousness is anadihi. How consciousness anadihi? How consciousness is anantaha? How consciousness is what? Nityaha and shashvataha. Puranaha. No, achalaha. Unmoving. Sthanahu. Sthanahu. Does consciousness move from one place to another place? This is any journey. All the journeys happen in a consciousness. Understand? Consciousness doesn't move anywhere. Amazing, isn't it? This mind really needs much subtler to comprehend this. Amazing fact. Amazing fact this is, really. Such a wonderful fact. And the fact, you know, and this is... So this is what? Understanding. Okay, like this, we understand the words which imply this swarupam of the truth. Swarupam of the, every word implies the swarupam. Anadihi. Irevan anadi. We say, what does it say? It only implies swarupam. The nature, isn't it? Swarupam of the reality is implied by every word. Directly, does not indicate directly, it implies the swarupam. So understanding what the self is, self being pure consciousness, thereby understanding how consciousness, you know, is of the nature implied by these words, then is what is swarupa vicharaha. This vichara helps you to ascertain the truth being pure consciousness, the self being pure consciousness. You understand first, then still doubts may come. It helps you to ascertain this vision of the oneness of reality, the consciousness. Thereby you say, thereafter you see, every thought is nothing but consciousness. Every wave is nothing but H2O. In the vision of the truth, the self being pure consciousness is ascertained, then you understand, my God, any thought, any state of mind is nothing but awareness. How clear you are in saying, every wave is nothing but H2O. How clear you are. So no doubt. Is there any doubt? Even the midnight, 1 o'clock comes and wakes you up. Where is Hachitova? You'll sleep again. Why? Because you're so thorough, doubt-free knowledge. It's called a doubt-free or just ascertained vision, isn't it? Similarly, every thought arises what? Nothing but awareness. You resolved what now? This understanding, we don't need to flatten the wave. Look at this. First pull the other side of the wave. I'll pull this side of the wave. And we just flatten the wave, straighten the wave to know wave is H2O. Because it has to be stillness. Then only I can appreciate the H2O. Is it necessary for us to do that? Not necessary. How much ever high it goes and jumps, it goes down, still we can be very clear. Without doing anything, we know the truth of the wave being H2O. Then wave is H2O. H2O is not the wave, but the wave is nothing but H2O. If you say, you have, by knowing the truth of the wave being H2O, you have resolved the wave in H2O. As mithya. Wave is mithya. Mithya means what? Does not have its own independent existence. It doesn't exist out. No existence minus H2O. It is that. Is what is resolving. Understand now? Resolving the wave in H2O means resolving the wave in by knowing the truth of the wave being H2O. Similarly, every thought, any thought which arises in the mind, whatever is the thought, the thought is nothing but awareness. This you will understand when you have ascertained doubt-free vision of the self being pure, only consciousness. How do you ascertain this? By vichara. How, what vichara you do? Enquiry into the meaning of these words, which reveals rupam of the atma. See, enquiring into the meaning of the words which imply the swarupam of the self, now it's called vichara. By this vichara, you ascertain the vision of the oneness of reality, and thereby you understand all the thoughts which arise, which exist, and which resolve in awareness, thoughts being mithya. This is what is resolving thoughts in awareness. Here you have knowledge. This, once you know this, thoughts are nothing but mithya. No, then you in that wish understanding, what happens actually? The truth is known. This vision will help you know what fullness is. Abba, this is what we were looking for. What happiness is. There is no happiness. There is no. What is such a happiness? What do you mean by happiness? I want to be happy. What is happiness? Happiness is limitlessness. Limitlessness is fullness. I told you last class also. This fullness, this ascertaining this vision of the oneness of reality, thereby resolving the thoughts and mind being mithya, mind being awareness which is mithya, is what actually speaking, reveling in fullness. There's no other fullness. There's no other happiness. I'm thinking of something else. You have not understood the problem. There's no other happiness. Happiness is nothing but limitlessness. Being limitless is being happy. You understand now, you resolved ahankara, you resolved your aham as mithya in awareness. I, the knower, is nothing but pure consciousness. And this consciousness means your identity is not with the only one body minus complex. Understand how? Even though relatively I have identity with this, relative identity may be with this, but you know in absolute sense, your identity is with the awareness means you have resolved your ahamkara in awareness. Resolving ahankara in awareness means what? Knowing the subject being knower and knower being none other than. Awareness is resolving ahankara. And thereafter, you constantly dwell upon the nature of this, swarupam of this reality consciousness, then you ascertain this vision. Then then in that ascertained vision of the reality, oneness of reality, in the wake of the knowledge, definitely you are free from limitations. That being limitless is being happy. Limitlessness is happiness. That is what is reveling in fullness. Niraivil thilaithal. Adhuve niraivil thilaithal. There is no other niraivu. In that niraivil thilaithal, in reveling in fullness, all your kuraihal have been resolved. You don't undo the kurai, okay? Kurai you don't undo. The kuraihal will be resolved. That is the beauty. If you had to undo, means it will never happen. It will never happen. How can you undo anything? You want to resolve the kuraihal, inadequacy. That is what, and that fullness means, once you are reveling in that vision, you are reveling in fullness means, I tell you, whether then the thoughts do not arise. Once you revel in fullness, thought, I think you got the point. Have you got the point what I'm saying? Reveling in fullness, how vichara helps you to first understand the reality, being awareness, then again you dwell upon the nature of the reality, how anadi, etc. By this called vicharaha, this vichara helps you to ascertain what you have already understood. The ascertain with the oneness of reality, you don't really undo any waves here. You don't need to, as I told, you don't need to straighten the wave. Similarly, don't need to undo my thoughts. Don't need to drop the thoughts or kill the mind. Don't need to do anything. You just, in your understanding, every thought is, whether it rises or doesn't rise, it's awareness you understand. So this understanding of thoughts being mithya, not having independent existence outside of awareness, is what resolving the awareness in, resolving the thoughts in the pure awareness, the satyam. This is what is in this vision, you revel in fullness. Therefore, naturally the passion for anything would have been resolved. The total dispassion is possible in jnanam. Without any passion or without any anxiety, even then the mind will be available for knowing other disciplines. And the desire, naturally desires will not arise. Naturally many disturbance, jealousy would have been resolved, hate would have been resolved, desires would have been resolved. Where there is fullness, these other thoughts cannot be there. Dhella kurayin velipadu, all is a problem. Our harmonious problem is this. Where there is jnanam, there is kurai. No, that kurai implies what? All other thoughts. All this emotional, the mental turbulence is what? Actually because of the expression of one's kurai. Kurai in velipade prachanehalna. And you how do you, that's why shastam only solution is what? No. Discover fullness, resolve inadequacy. You see, you are free from all the problems. You are free from the hold of all of them. Naturally. Then, even for a jnani, thoughts will be arising and good. But still, that, nothing disturbs the state of the mind of a jnani. This is what is resolving. And this such a mind, after the paradha gets exhausted, I told you last class, then the mind will resolve for good. The thoughts will not arise. Once the paradha is exhausted, as a wise person, he is a jivan muktaha. The person, but one who has experience, one who resolves the mind through the practice of meditation, is still an ajnani, still a bound person. Where one who resolves the mind in terms of knowledge is free, muktaha, jivan muktaha. So jivan muktaha, after the death, what happens? He is free while living, but he is just exhausting the paradha. After the death, what happens? Mind will be resolved for good. No thought can arise. No thought can arise. There is no disturbance because no desire is possible, no passion is possible, no jealousy is possible, no anger is possible, no unfulfilled desire is there. Even though he has not enjoyed so many things, still that naturally desire is not there. This is a natural way of freeing oneself from the hold of desire. இயல்பாகவே ஆசைகளின் பிடி நின்று விடுபடுதல். That is why what I am saying, ஞானம், in knowledge naturally you are free from the hold of desires. They do not arise. That is what is real stillness. Understand, other people mistake it. And therefore mind is resolved means, and all other sukshma, subtle factors also will be resolved. Therefore sukshma shariram itself will be resolved. This is called what? Resolving the very sukshma. We studied, no, sukshma is not destructible, but can be resolved in the wake of knowledge. The sukshma is resolved. Sukshma is not there anymore to assume a gross body, without which the gross body will be what? Will be as good as a brick or as good as any other piece of rock or piece of wood, dead wood. Therefore, the no assumption of another body is possible. The punar janma is not possible. That is called videha muktihi. Understand now? It's called videha muktihi. Then, because you are not born again, again, continuity, samsara is not there anymore. Samsara nivrittihi. Okay, jivan muktihi will help. After, while living, you are free from other karma, sanchita and agami. You just exhaust the prarabdha with objectivity, without internalizing the problems. After the death, you don't assume another body, isn't it? Attain what? Again, you resolve, the whole sukshma will be resolved, which is called videha muktihi. Assumption of another body is not possible. Because another assumption of another body is not there, no, samsara nivrittihi, freedom from life of transmigration. Going from one womb to another womb is not necessary, not possible. Three things go together. Is it clear now? This is what is happening. Therefore, this is what is manasaha nashaha. Understand? I want to tell you this. What do we mean by the destruction of the mind? There is no real destruction. Mind also is not really destroyed. Mind is resolved in terms of knowledge of the truth of the mind. Is it clear now? It's called nashaha. This is what we saw in the last class. So, thereafter, we have to be very clear. He makes it very, very, very clear. So, resolved mind, through practice of meditation, continues to exist. Whereas, the mind resolved in terms of knowledge becomes resolved for good. That is the difference. For such a jnani, what will happen is, says here, prana bandhanat leena manasam eka chintanat. So the previous verse, actually the 16th verse, he talked about the 14th verse, he talked about the contemplation. How, you know very well what is contemplation? Nididhyasanam. And nididhyasanam is what? Contemplation means, contemplation is meditation. Please make it very clear. Contemplation is meditation. But meditation is not contemplation. Why? Contemplation means meditating upon the nature of the self. Atma swarupa vicharaha. Enquiry into the nature of the self. No, swaswarupa vicharaha. Atma Surupa Vicharaha, enquiry into the nature of the self is what? Is contemplation. Which is, when you may inquire into the, when inquire into the nature of the self, you are meditating on what? The self. So the meditator is meditating upon the very Swarupam. Therefore, meditator, meditated, difference is not there in contemplation. Because say contemplation also is meditation, because contemplation also is a mental activity. But what is the difference? The object of meditation is the very subject, Swaswarupam. And that implies to be contemplative. Being contemplative implies what? One already having the knowledge of the self. How can you inquire into the nature of the self if you do not know what the self is? That is why one must have done at least some shravanam. So one must have done definitely mananam also. One must have done some shravanam. One must have heard the shastram, be exposed to shastram, understood definitely the reality of everything is available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge. The subject of knowledge is the knower, and there is no knower other than pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is the self, and this pure consciousness is of this nature. Understand, one must have known. So one must have done shravanam little bit at least. One must have done adequate mananam. Therefore, one now knows what the self is. Therefore, one can understand the words implying the nature of the self. One can contemplate upon the nature of the self. Understand, nidhyasanam implies one having already done shravanam and mananam. Therefore, contemplation is meditation. And this contemplation, when he contemplates upon the nature of the self, then the object of meditation is nothing but Swarupam. So Swarupam, nothing but pure awareness. That contemplation, Nidhyasanam, is what? Only in the Nidhyasanam, he says, there is no second reality other than consciousness. Anything other than consciousness is anything. Thought is nothing but consciousness, therefore everything is consciousness. That Eka Chintanath, constantly dwelling upon the nature of the only reality, the consciousness, one has ascertained vision of the reality, which is actually Mokshaha. So that we saw in the previous mantra, previous verse. Then that is how this contemplation helps one to resolve the mind in terms of ascertained vision of the oneness of reality. Paramburule patriya urdiyana arivil manam mithya enbadu telivaga vilanga perudale manadai paramburulil odunga perudal. Manam paramburulil odunga perudal. I don't want to forget my Tamil. Okay. I should dream a little bit. Okay. Is it clear now? That is what we saw in the previous class. That's called Nashaha. There's no real Nasha of anything. Now we'll see here. Now, suppose somebody, the Jnani, the one who has got his mind resolved now in terms of knowledge, in the wake of knowledge of the oneness of reality, in the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality being pure consciousness, what happens? He is a jnani. What happens to jnani? We see here. Nashtamanasot krishta yoginaha Krityamastikim swastitim yataha. Krityamastikim swastitim yataha. He says, swastitim yataha. See that now. Swastitim yataha. Yataha means adaindavan, adayapetravan, one who has attained. So he has attained what? So sthitihi. Sthitihi means nilai irupu, isn't it? One's own. So sthitihi means what? Tan tana irutal. Tan tana irutal. Yelbah irutal. Tan tana irutal. So, one being oneself, one remaining as one's own self. It was swasthiti. So, one remaining as oneself means what? One having got the ascertained vision of one's own swarupam, being pure consciousness. Reality being pure consciousness. There's no self other than consciousness. There's no knower other than consciousness. There's no reality other than consciousness. The only reality is consciousness. Everything else is mithya. That means what? Every thought is mithya, entire mind is mithya, any mind is as good as my mind. You don't need to go and see every mind, okay? Now I want to know what, how the other mind is. Other mind is satyam or what? No. Hey, once you know your mind is mithya, that's enough. Oru paane sotrukku, oru soru padam. Understand now. You know your mind being mithya is enough. You don't need to go and see every mind. All the minds are mithya. All the thoughts are mithya. Right person, everything is mithya here. The reality is only reality. And the beauty is, minds are many, but the truth of all the different minds is one and the same. Like how, understand, every thought, truth of every thought is consciousness. Like every wave is, truth of every wave is H2O. Similarly, truth of every ocean, whether the Pacific Ocean or Indian Ocean, whichever ocean, the truth of every ocean also is what? Every mind is what? H2O, isn't it? Similarly, this consciousness is truth of every being here is what? Subtle and gross, everything is one indivisible, partless whole, the awareness. Can you part the awareness, divide the awareness? It's all you have to understand. How it is anantam? How it is partless? Niravayava murti, isn't it? There's no, it is formless. Amurtihi, it is formless. If you see Swamiji's beautiful lyrics, you can see the very beautiful, he brings in all these things. Dakshinamurte, I don't know whether you have heard all those kirtans lyrics. Amurte, he has brought in all those beautiful meanings, the Swarupam also actually. So we see this formless, what form does consciousness have? No form, you know very well now. You don't need to go and ask somebody else. You know consciousness is formless. Understand? At the same time, it is formless. Is it divisible then? It has no niravayava. It has no parts. So what? It is indivisible also. Indivisible, partless, whole. One whole this is. Everything has its existence there. That is why contemplation helps you to ascertain that vision. You understand now, this ascertainment will happen where? Only in contemplation. So, once you know this, there is no other reality, other truth, other knower, other thought, which has independent existence outside of awareness, without consciousness, the awareness. Therefore, this ascertained vision of the oneness of reality being pure consciousness, pure awareness. Now, one who has is what? Yataha. So, sthitim yataha. So, that consciousness actually, I the self am pure consciousness. This vision one who has very clearly. Absolutely, I the self am consciousness. Relatively, I am so and so. Relatively, I am so and so. We don't deny this. See, Shankara never rejects the relative reality. Relative duality he never denies. Adi Shankaracharya accepts dvaitam. Accepts duality. But what he says, duality is not absolutely real. Duality is real. How? Relatively real. Empirically real. But what is absolutely real? Non-duality is absolutely real. So, duality is vyavaharika satyam. Dvaitam is what? Vyavaharika satyam. Vyavahare satyam. But paramarthika satyam, what is absolutely real? non-duality is paramarthikam satyam. Advaitam paramarthikam satyam. Dvaitam vyavaharika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam in what? Empirical reality. Or you can say empirically real. We do not deny our perception when we go to the seashore and stand there and watch the ocean making a lot of noise with too many waves. We do not deny our perception of many waves. We do see many waves. So, plurality is what? Real. Wave is different, isn't it? Wave is there, water also is there, duality. Advaitam, paramarthika satyam. Paramarthika satyam. Paramarthika satyam means absolute reality, isn't it? Vyavaharika satyam means empirical reality. So, the jnani is no jnani denies the duality. Understand? But duality, no, oh, dvaitame illa. Ella onnudhaan. There's no duality at all. No, we don't say that. We say what? There are waves. There is a water. We do perceive duality. We do perceive plurality. We do not deny. Wave is different. Water is different. We do see the duality. But is there. What is that? But. A dvaitam is duality which implies plurality also is empirically real, relatively real. It's called vyavaharika satyam. But what we do, we mistake the empirical reality for absolute reality. That is our problem. Understand? But what is paramarthika satyam? You see, wave is there. Water is there, two things are there definitely, but one does not have independent existence without the other. Therefore, this is that when you say wave is H2O, when you have resolved the wave as mithya in satyam, you established oneness of reality. You can't say wave also is real, H2O also is real. To say that wave should be able to exist independent of H2O, without the H2O. Then you can say wave is another thing. No, you have another thing. Because it has no independent existence. This is what is seeing. This is what is resolving mithya in satyam. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no independent existence. Similarly, we have to see that is what is, when you say, this is what non-duality. Water is the only reality. All the waves are mithya. They don't have independence. Therefore, what? Duality or plurality in terms of no waves and ocean, when you say empirically real, because we do perceive relatively real. But what is absolutely real? H2O is the only reality. Absolute reality, isn't it? So what is absolutely real should be known to understand what is to understand the relative reality being relatively real. Otherwise, what will we do? If we do not know what is absolutely real, we mistake what is relatively real for absolutely real. That is where our problems come. All our problems are due to mistaking the empirical reality for absolute reality. Vyavaharika satyam, paramarthika satyam is not known. So we mistake the vyavaharika satyam for paramarthika satyam, then our problems are there. So now you have to understand vyavaharika satyam as vyavaharika satyam, for which you need to know what? Paramarthika satyam. So this is what paramarthika satyam, no? This is what? Seeing everything is a duality is not denied or, understand now? Duality is accepted, but duality is empirically real, but not absolutely real. non-duality alone is absolutely real. Why? Because all these varieties of thoughts, they do not have independent existence or minus awareness. Awareness can be, awareness is, even when the thoughts are not there. But no thought can ever be without awareness, outside of awareness. This is how you arrive at the truth. Okay? Therefore we say, and once you have understood very, it's called ascertained vision of the oneness of reality being pure consciousness, this, which is the self of everything, every being here. And one who has got this ascertained vision is what? Swasthitim yataha. Swasthitim yataha. Tan tana irittal. Tan parampurula irittal. Isn't it? Swasthitim yataha. In a sthiti, you also can say irup, no? Tan tana irittal. Tan irupil irittal. Being oneself, being in one's own self is what? Swasthitim yataha. Swastiti metaha, such a person, you know, how we say here, he says, he's a Utkrushta yogi. You know, he's a Utkrushta yogi. Utkrushtaha means exalted. Exalted are the greatest of all the yogis. Yoginam Utkrushtaha. You know, one who is the most exalted of all the yogis. Who is the yogi? There is no greater yogi than a jnani. Understand? Please understand. Avar kadu panna mudiyum, idu panna mudiyum. No, he can koodu vittu koodu paya mudiyum. People say all these things. It's all nothing. No miracle is nothing. Understand? One doesn't need to do any miracle. You don't need miracles. What miracle? There is no greater miracle than saying everything is Ishvara. You know that? There's no greater miracle. People go for small petty things. So much given to these things. No, that's why Shastram expects everyone to become Mahatma. No, and don't go that like these dogs go and sit in front of where somebody throw some bone. You know, then putting his tongue out. You know, saliva falling out of it. Somewhere something can get out of it. No, you become Mahatma yourself. There's no, here, so the Utkrushta Yogi, who is the Utkrushta Yogi? No, Jnani is the Utkrushta Yogi, the exalt of the yogis. Why? Nashta Manasaha. One who has got his mind resolved for good. Jnani is the best of the yogis. Jnani is the most exalt of all the yogis. Why? Because he has got his mind resolved for good. Manadai அடியோடு நீங்க பெற்றவன், ஒடுங்க பெற்றவன். நீங்க பெற்றவன் இம்ப்ளைஸ் வாட்? ஒடுங்க பெற்றவன். தி ஒன் ஹஸ் காட் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் டோட்டலி ரிசால்வ்ட் ஃபார் குட் இஸ் தி ஒன் ஹஸ் காட் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட். நாட் ரியல் டிசிஷன். ஐ டோல் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் யூ ஆல்ரெடி. ஓகே, நஷ்ட மானசக மீன்ஸ் நீங்க பெற்ற மனம். ஒன் ஹஸ் காட் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் ரிசால்வ்ட் ஃபார் குட் இஸ் தி ஒன் ஹஸ் காட் ஹிஸ் Now is the exalt of the yogis. The jnani. I explained to you already how he has got his mind resolved for good. Because he is jivan muktaha, he will become videha muktaha, then he will become samsara nivruttaha. Understand now, you know the order. That's why he becomes what? Nashta manasaha. There is no more asam mind. He has not destroyed the mind. If the mind makes effort, if the mind can know its own truth, it can resolve itself in its own swarupam. I told even last class, that is what is Ekanta Seva Puja's meaning. The mind, I told in the last class, no? Ekanta Seva, I mean, Palliyare Puja in Shiva temples. In fact, Parvati's mind, every mind has to, that's what is Gopi joining Krishna. That is what is Tirukkalyana Vaibhav Utsavathude meaning. Now all the temple people organize what? Tirukkalyana Utsavam. Tirukkalyanam for Tirupati, Balaji and Padmavati. What is Tirukkalyanam? ஆண்டாள் மேரியிங் ரங்கமன்னார். வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? தி மைண்ட் டிஸ்கவரிங் இட்ஸ் ஓன் ஸ்வரூபம். Thereby, my God, I am not separate from what? I am Ishvara. This understanding is what? Thirukkalyanam. Manam ennum pen, than irupaya paramparalod, paramparalai purindu, adil, odunga peradala is what? Thirukkalyanam. It's not Thirukkalyanam. Understand that? It's not but Thirukkalyanam. It is Thirukkalyanam, not ordinary Kalyanam. It is Thirukkalyanam. Understand? This what is union. There is no real union. Mind can never become unite, merge also in awareness. Because this mind never, anything which is away from awareness alone can merge, unite, join, go back. No. As long as there is ignorance of the truth of the mind is as though away from Bhagavan. Thalaival irukum. When the mind discovers its own truth, it understands, my God, it can never away from that. That is what is what? No? Aatkolla peridal. Understand now? That is what is becoming one with Ishvara. You never become one with Ishvara. That is what is, in fact, Aikyam. Aikyam means oneness. Brahmaikyam. People talk about Jnanam, no? Brahmaikyam means what? Paramburulaa iruttalai arindu urudhipaduttu kolludalai பரம்பொருளாக ஆகுதல். தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் பிரம்ம ஐக்கியம். ஐக்கியம் இஸ் ஒன்னஸ். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் பிரம்மன் பீயிங் பியூர் அவேர்னஸ் விச் இஸ் அதர் நன் அதர் தேன் தி செல்ஃப் இஸ் வாட் ரிசால்விங் ஒன்ஸ் அகங்கார இன் மைண்ட் இன் தி மைண்ட் இன் ட்ரூத். யூனோ தட் இஸ் வை அவர் டீம் சிங்ஸ், நீ உன்னை அறிந்தால் உலகத்தை நீ ஆளலாம். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? So, you resolve. you discover yourself. The mind wants to go, know so many other things. Thanirupai than aridale. That's the problem now. Thanirupai aridale. Where am I sitting? I should know. Where am I? No? That's why swasthitim yataha. தன்னை அறிந்தவன், தன் சொரூபத்தை அறிந்தவன், தன் இருப்பை அறிந்தவன், தான் தானா இருக்கிறவன். இஸ் வாட் ஸ்வஸ்திதிம் யதஹா. ஹச்சப்பர்ஷன்ஸ் உத்கிருஷ்டானாம் யோகினாம் உத்கிருஷ்டா. தி மோஸ்ட் எக்ஸால்ட் ஆஃப் தி யோகிஸ். தேர் இஸ் நோ கிரேட்டர் யோகி அதர் தன் அ ஜானி. அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் த ஒன், பிகாஸ் ஹீ இஸ் த ஒன் ஹஸ் காட் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட் ரிசால்வ்ட் ஃபார் குட். அகெய்ன் தட் மைண்ட் வில் நெவர் கம் பேக். No thought will arise again for him. Even as while living, the thoughts may come and go because of objectivity. You know, such a person, we're going to see very beautiful verse following. Today, because I had to take some time because of my past connection. Last class, I wanted to say something. I think next class, I'll be able to go a little fast. Such a person, kim krityam asti. No, he is nashta manasaha, utkrishta yogi. For such a person who is utkrishta yogi, who is nashta manasaha, for such a person, krityam asti kim? You can ask this way. Now you know kim asti. Look at this, nice. Krityam means what? Action. Or action, what action? To be done action. Kartavyam. செய்யப்பட்டு ஆக வேண்டிய காரியம். வாட் யூ சே, வாட் தட் விச் ஆட் டு பி டன், விச் நீட்ஸ் டு பி டன், விச் ஹாஸ் டு பி டன், மஸ்ட் பி டன், ஷுட் பி டன். வாட் யூ சே ஹியர்? கிருத்யம். கிருத்யம் அஸ்தி. நோ, சம்திங் டு பி டன் இஸ் தேர். கிருத்யம் அஸ்தி, செய்யப்பட வேண்டியது உள்ளது. கிருத்யம் அஸ்தி கிம்? இஃப் யூ சே இஸ் தேர் சம்திங் டு பி டன் ஃபார் ஹச் அ பர்சன், யூ கேன் ஆஸ்க். You can say that way also. Or you can say, kim krityam asti? What is there to be done for such a person? You can ask this way also. Kim krityam asti? Krityam kim asti? Krityam asti kim? Is there something to be done? No. Why? Because he is a man of fulfillment. When krityam will be there, if there is no sense of fulfillment, the sense of fulfillment, krityam is not there. That does not mean he will be lazy. I told you already, he'll be still active. A jnani will be very, very active. Jnani will be acting. He will not be lazy. He'll not be idle. He'll not be on mauni, all time sitting quietly like this. Jnani will be physically active, no, mentally 100% totally alert, fresh, unaffected, but he'll be active. But when an ajnani performs actions, he performs actions for fullness. நிறைவிற்காக இயங்குகிறவன் அஜ்ஞானி. நிறைவில் நிறைவின் வெளிப்பாடாக இயங்குகிறவன் ஜானி. Understand now? So he all that jnani does is expression of his reveling in fullness. Whereas an ajnani does for fullness. ஏதாவது குறை. Understand? That's why we always do something to ward off the inadequacy, to get rid of the inadequacy. It's a pressure. But he is, it's a pressureless action, isn't it? It's expression of fullness. That is expression of love. So all his activities are expression of love, which is expression of fullness, which is reveling in fullness. Because why the sense of fulfillment? Why? Because naturally, knowing the truth, you don't need to do. Now he has done something to be in fullness. No. Discover the truth, understand everything else being mithya, then there'll be sense of fulfillment. That's the only way you can free yourself from the hold of desires, passion, any other thought. You know, குறைகண்டு விடுபடுவதற்கு ஒரு வழியே கிடையாது. That's what Shastram says. That is why it is inevitable. It's a choiceless. Knowledge is choiceless here. What choice do you have? One day or the other, you have to, no, after many janmas, no, I'm not interested in this time. Let me try next year, next janma. That's fine. Until, you know, you have no choice. You'll be born again. You can't go for some hard day, come back. But anyway, you have to be here, okay? That's what Shastra says. You can't help, you know. How can you avoid yourself? You know, how can you miss yourself? One day or other, you have to come back home. You know? Wherever you are wandering, one day, sometime or other, you have to come back home, no? You'll be tired of wandering. That's how you will be driven back to the swarupam. Mind has to come back to its own swarupam. You know, swasthityam yataha utkrishta yogi and nashta manasaha. Such a person is what? Tasya kim krityam asti. What krityam kim asti? No. What is there to be done for him? Krasya krityam kim api nasti. For him, nothing to be done. For what? For his fullness. He will be doing, but he does not need to do anything for his fullness. One thing for his happiness. Because for his happiness is swarupam, fullness is his swarupam. Therefore, he does not need to do anything for his happiness. Does not need to fulfill anything for his happiness. Because he already, happiness is very swarupam. Fullness is very swarupam. But whatever he will be doing is what expression of his fullness. That is love. Isn't it? That is what is we have to see here. Krityam astikim swasthitim yataha drishyavaritam. It's a very important verse. Is actually, I have to teach you properly here. This one. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanah. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanah. Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam. Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanah. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanah. Chitvadarshanam tatvadarshanam.
Chitvadarshanam
tatvadarshanam. The very beautiful verse. Every verse is very beautiful only. This says, this verse particularly says, what does it mean to be abiding in oneself? Even if a person is active, some people think, oh, is it possible for a jnani to focus attention on his own self, even his attention is in something else also? So what does it mean by saying that be abiding in one's own self? No, being oneself. Swasthitihi. Tan tana irittal. Swasthitihi. What does it mean by the word swasthitihi? Tan tana irittal. Tan iruppil irittal. What does it mean by saying by being oneself? Jnani is very active. He is doing that, he is doing this. It means attention is given to so many things. Attention is not in awareness then when he is doing other things. In contemplation, it was. Isn't it? Attention is only in Swarupa. But contemplation has resulted in what? Blessed with what? Blessed with the vision. Ascertained, doubt-free vision of the oneness of reality. Now he is a jnani. Isn't it? As a jnani, now as a jnani, nashtamanasaha, utkushta chetas, no, utkushta yogi, then he always is also active, means when his attention is in something else also, then his attention still in his swarupam. That is what we are going to say. That is what is explained in this sloka. You see, wherever his attention is, his attention cannot miss, not only does not miss, cannot miss this swarupam. Jnanis, so not being able to miss one's own swarupam, wherever the attention is what? Abiding in one's own swarupam. Isn't it? See, you are seeing many objects. I'll explain to you next class because it needs a lot of preparation. I'll come back and I won't do the whole lesson next class. I'll straight away start this lesson class. When you see here, I just give some understanding. No? When you see here, you know very well, we are seeing so many objects here. Do we need to take away all the chairs there to see the light? Light is the, to know that illuminator is light. To see the light, do you need to take away all the chairs and put there? Chairs are here, chairs are not there. You know, illuminator is the light. There is no other illuminator. And not only that, when you see the chair also, you see the light. This chair is not there also, you see the light. Can you miss the light when you see the object? In the very fact, you are seeing the object itself is what? Because of the light. You never miss the light. Every time you see an opaque object, along with the opaque object, what you invariably see is what? Invariably what is present in the variable objects. Mic is there, not you will take and go away afterwards. Objects with something else Angangamma may put here. The objects may be varying, but what is invariably present in all the variable objects? Illumining light is invariably present. All the chairs are here, light is, you can't miss the light. Can you ever miss the light? In fact, in the light, you see the objects here, objects being taken there, objects being brought here, objects being kept here, objects being there, everything where you see? In the light. Similarly, the jnani, one who has got ascertained, no more contemplative, he is always in contemplation. Jnani is not the one who is doing contemplation, he is always in contemplation. A jnani dhyanate seivadillai, dhyanatil irikkiran. Dhyanatil iruttal means what? Being in contemplation means not being able to miss the presence of the reality. Understand now, what is invariably present? What is invariably present is what? Invariable presence of the light in all the variable objects. You can never miss it. Like that, the awareness is something for a jnani is never missed. Not is not missed, cannot be missed. Achyuta, remember that word achyuta. Naruvadadu. Understand that? That's what achyuta means, naruvadadu. in every cognition, in every perception, in every understanding, in every thought, what you cannot miss is what? Awareness. Isn't it? That pure awareness. Whether you see the wave thought, wave is resolved. H2O. Whether there is a thought, thought is not there. What is what? Awareness, isn't it? That is what is not being able to, that's what is being, abiding in one's own self. Abiding, being oneself. Abiding in one's own self, being absorbed in one's own self, remaining oneself. Understand now? Swasthitihi. Tan udambu manam pulangalaga mattum illamal tan unarvaga nun unarvaga iruthal. Now being aware of awareness being the self. Word swasthitihi. How is it possible? How is he? What do we mean by abiding in oneself? Being absorbed in oneself. Or being in contemplation. Not doing, okay? Being in contemplation. That we'll see next class. That is what is it? This one verse, I had to explain this. This verse. Hope I have given some clarity today. Little bit. I repeated today. Because to make certain things clear. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Me Bhagavan Dakshinamurti, Me Bhagavati Saraswati blesses all with the fulfillment of our real aspiration for knowledge.